The birthday party was over. Toys were scattered here and there. And seven candles lay by the last piece of cake in front of an empty chair. The mother said, "Son, I know you're disappointed, but you gotta try to understand. Your daddy's been awful busy, 'cause you see, he's a very big railroad man. So, you go on to sleep now." And she kissed him and turned out the light. But moments later, a window opened, and this little tyke slipped out into the night. He was on his way to the depot, though the express wasn't due till 10. But who knows, they might even run a special if Daddy's coming in. That mighty scream of the 9:15 ripped through the winter night, and the whirl of wheels and the clang of steel seemed to jar the countryside. It was a southbound freight that was running late, trying hard to make up time, when a great big man with a sack in his hand bounced off that train like a lion. Yes, sir, he hit the road like an old pro, and then he got up off the ground and he brushed the snow off his grimy clothes and he said, "Hey, kid, what's the name of this town?" The frightened boy said,
"Granville, sir."
And the man said, "Well, what do you know? I used to live in this little old one-horse town 6 or 7 years ago. I told my wife when I left here that I was going to be coming back in style. Oh, well, I'm back anyway, and I might as well visit for a wee while, huh? So, if you'll be so kind to point the way to the Jones as well, I'll go now and leave you be." And the boy said,
"The only Joneses that live around here, sir, are my mummy, my daddy, and me. Of course, my daddy's been gone for a long time now, but of course, mind you, it's not his fault, you understand. It's just that my dad's got a lot of important things to do. You see, sir, he's a very big railroad man. Yes, sir. And he sends me presents, and Mummy reads to me what he writes. And you know, in his last letter, Daddy promised he'd try and make it home tonight."
The man scratched the side of his head and said, "Granville? Granville? I thought you said Danville. I mean, now, it's a kind of a natural mistake. Now, if you'll just point the way to the depot, I'm going to be checking in for that last freight. I tell you what to do, boy, though. You run on home now, and you tell your mama to go ahead and tell her to fix your daddy's room. Because, you know, I got the strangest feeling that your dad just might be coming home pretty soon."